This is really just the Christmas story set in four movements. The first one, however, is an imaginary conversation in heaven between Gabriel and God as he prepares to come to earth to do what he needs to do in preparing Zechariah and Mary for the birth of Christ. So this is Gabriel before the throne. Gabriel, I've summoned you. The time at last has come to send among the fallen my dear beloved son. My Lord and God, I pray thee, of course I serve your will, and yet I beg your patience my wanting mind to fill. Why these who barely notice you, who walk in sin and pride, who speak your name in blasphemy and cast your law aside? Nor do I wonder all alone, 'tis all of heaven's host. We marvel why you love them so when they despise you most. It grieves us so to see them, their rampant godless ways, while you propose to send them grace, your son of highest praise. We fear the turn this path will take. We've watched them through our tears. Millennia of wickedness, no light in them appears. We fear they will not honor him, heaven's sweetest, highest crown, who holds in every angel's heart love's highest, best renown. We faint to think of parting from his glory shining bright and seeing him descending into mankind's blackest night. We beg you, spare us losing him. We truly cannot bear to have his light hid from our eyes, his presence not to share. And there the mighty angel knelt and wept before the throne, who from his own creation triune light had only known. Gabriel, my messenger, my wisdom you know well. You've served me and been faithful and stood when others fell. My son, you know, is willing. He takes this task in love. They will not recognize him as sent from heaven above. In time, they will reject him. Arrest and beat and bruise. They'll mock and slap and slander and dreadfully abuse. In unearned rage and hatred, they'll crown his head with thorns, then nail and crucify him, his body racked and torn. He'll die as if a sinner, though holiest of all. He'll die in place of sinners to save them from their fall. For this is in our bosom, a love for those we made, created in our image, though fallen and depraved. Within our triune wisdom, a mystery does abide to pour out grace and mercy in purchasing a bride. Don't faint, my faithful angel. More glory yet will shine. Redemption, when completed, will vindicate our mind. What you have never tasted, what only they can know. Grace to the undeserving, and mercy overflow. Movement 2, Gabriel and Zechariah. An aged priest in Judah, the altar incense burned, who with his wife was childless, yet never duty spurned. By lot this priest was chosen, the incense his to bring, to burn upon the altar, a holy, sacred thing. Outside the crowd stood praying, the priest his duty filled, when all at once, in wonder, the air was strangely stilled. Beside him, at the altar, God's messenger appeared. The old priest started quaking, amazed and full of fear. The angel spoke his message, "Your long-prayed prayer is heard, and you, dear Zechariah, must hear this blessed word. Elizabeth shall bear you a son, you'll name him John. From birth, full of the Spirit, he'll mark Messiah's dawn." The priest priest was unbelieving. I'm old, as is my wife. Such things as you're announcing can't happen in my life. You're old? Well, I am Gabriel. I stand before the Lord. He sent me with this message. This boy will be your ward. But for your unbelieving, you'll speak no word nor sound. But on the day you hold him, your tongue will be unbound. This John, just like Elijah, will stir the hearts of men to seek the God of Israel and clear the path again. The mighty angel left him, his work not yet complete, for barely 6 months later, he'll walk a Nazareth street. The priest went home confounded, in silence and in awe, till in God's perfect season, John's birth set free his jaw. You, my child, the old priest said, a prophet are to be, preparing hearts of people that Christ they might receive. Before the Lord of glory, you'll go to make the way, announcing God's forgiveness, proclaiming Christ's new day. Because of God's compassion, dawn visits from on high to shine on those in darkness. Our feet to peace he'll guide. They'd never dreamed their sorrow had glory at its base, that they would be a symbol of overcoming grace. Thus in their years past bearing, Christ's herald they would birth. Soon John would cry, "Behold him, the Lamb of God on earth." Movement 3, Gabriel and Mary. In Nazareth secluded, a virgin soon to wed, this lowly one named Mary, to her was Gabriel led. Appearing without warning, with greetings from God's throne, he spoke of God's great favor, a call for her alone. The God of all creation has sent me here to you, your heart and mind preparing what he's about to do. Don't be afraid, dear Mary, this message strange to hear. You'll be a virgin mother, though how will be unclear. Amazed, her heart was troubled. What can this greeting be? Thus Gabriel responded, "Your favor you must see. The way ahead's not easy. You'll bear shame unrestrained. So few will understand it, a mystery unexplained." At first, not even Joseph could grasp it or conceive without an angel's visit. E'en he would not believe. What wonder I'm announcing, the Son of the Most High, the long foretold Messiah, will in your bosom lie. He'll rule o'er Israel's kingdom. His reign will have no end. The Son of God, most holy, the flock of God he'll tend. But sir, in wide amazement, she asked, "How will this be? I've known no man in marriage. The means I cannot see." How Gabriel smiled at Mary, in gentleness spoke low. "God's Spirit will accomplish what none can really know. By power none can fathom, beyond the human mind, creating life within you, the God-man, all divine. And to confirm my message that it might be believed, Elizabeth, the barren, though aged, has conceived. God's power is not lacking, all's possible to him. And though you are a virgin, in you life will begin." Submitting as a servant to all that she had heard, she said, "So let it be, sir, according to your word." Then rushing to the country, Elizabeth to see, she came into the house there, amazed in holy glee. Elizabeth exclaiming, "For joy, how can this be? You, the mother of my Lord, have come to visit me. For when I heard your greeting, my baby stirred and leapt. For joy, he could not help it, and I in gladness wept. Thus Mary broke out singing to magnify her Lord, a hymn of praise and worship for all he had outpoured. Returning home, rejoicing soon after John was born, in faith she trusted fully, in Christ would dawn God's morn. Fourth movement, the angel and the shepherds. Upon a quiet hillside lay flocks of gentle sheep. As shepherds lay their heads down, day's end would hasten sleep. No noblemen among them, no poets, priests, or kings, the humble and the lowly, not given to lofty things, not privy to the wonders revealed to others yet, no sense there was a Mary or aged Elizabeth. They'd heard no prophet's voices, nor Mary's hymn of praise. They tended to their business, this one like other days. There were no signs of warning, no omens in the sky, no great anticipation to prompt a careful eye. Just humble, no-name shepherds about their daily charge, amid the bleeding sheepfold, glum duty to discharge. When in the sleepy silence broke blinding, dazzling light, the shock of God's own glory brought terror at the sight. The angel, though astounding, spoke quickly, "Do not fear. I've come to bring you good news for all the world to hear. Today in David's city, in humble Bethlehem, to you is born a Savior." What things he spoke to them. Why say such things to shepherds whose words none would believe? These are the least of all men. Who will their word receive? And yet there in his glory, the angel spoke his word. "Here, I give a sign to you, a pledge of what you've heard. In David's town, a baby was born this very day. He's lying in a manger in swaddling cloths arrayed." And when the angel said this, the sky was filled with light. A great angelic army dispelled the dark of night. A martial choir of angels with massive, deafening sound began to sing God's glory and make his praise abound. "God's glory in the highest, and peace to you on earth, for it has pleased the Godhead, the Prince of Peace, to birth." The shepherds hastened quickly. To Bethlehem they ran to find the babe as told them, this Savior born to man. They ran to find the family, to see what they'd been told, and told them of the angels and why they left their fold. Then leaving, telling others, like prophets they became, and all who heard them wondered what news they did proclaim. Returning to the sheepfold, a choir now were they, in praises glorifying what God had done that day. And while this first, God's Christmas, began and now was done, the saving work of Jesus had only just begun.